You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, and I am MP Holmes. In the heart of Kitchener, Ontario, a beloved climbing gym known as Grand River Rocks is caught in the crossfires of a development frenzy gripping the city. After a decade of paying rent at 50 Borden Street, the climbing gym was pushed out for redevelopment. What started as a simple relocation for the gym has snowballed into a battle for survival. The gym rented the facilities at 236 Victoria Street, the former home of LA Fitness, between St. Leger Street and Margaret Avenue. Mike Chipluck, one of the gym's owners, told Kitchener City Council on Monday, April 8th, that when the group leased the facilities, they were unaware that the site was set to be rezoned and redeveloped.
My name is Mike Chipluck. I am one of the owners of Grand River Rocks. We opened our doors in 2011 at 50 Borden Ave, which we are still there currently. So a little bit of a backstory as to how we got here today is 50 Borden Ave in this wave of development in Kitchener is also affected. It has already been sold. And when we went to go renew our lease there, we were just told it wasn't going to happen. You know, it happens. We looked for a place to move. In our search, we found the site at 264 Victoria, which was listed for lease, no mention of any development at the time. And unfortunately, the landlords, in my opinion, went about this very unethically because the submission was done after we had signed the lease. But the planning was very obviously there. So we're unfortunately in the position where we know we are going to have to move again. We do have a 5-year lease, but it's a 5 and 5. So we have a 5-year lease with a 5-year renewal, 1 year of which has pretty much already been burnt during construction. This zoning change proposal has the potential to really negatively affect us in the 5 to 10 year mark. Unfortunately, the way that our business is built is the capital investment is entirely all up front, which is in the climbing walls. Those climbing walls are built specific to the building, to the facility. They cannot just be taken apart and moved. So we really need to be in a building for minimum 10 years. That's about the payback on the debt that is incurred for the climbing walls. I come before you today, and I ask that you will hopefully vote in a way to support Kitchener business, Kitchener resident, and give us a fighting chance by denying the zoning approval.
Grand River Rocks claimed the landlord had meetings with the city planning department before the lease was signed.
The landlord had meetings with the city planning department, which are not public or not official yet or whatnot, prior to us leasing the building, but the actual application and all of the paperwork wasn't filed until after we had signed the lease. Basically, the real estate agent said that he checked in. There was nothing on the docket at the time of us signing the lease, and it came in after the fact. But it's pretty obvious that there was a lot of planning and discussion that had gone on beforehand.
The site is 234 and 236 Victoria Street North in Kitchener, east of the train tracks and up to but not including the My King restaurant. The site currently houses the gym and a commercial building with a large surface parking lot in front of both buildings. The site is near the train station and the highway that leads to the 401. The proposed amendment is for 2 towers on the site ranging from 35 to 40 stories with over 1,000 residence units. The development is set to include commercial uses, amenity spaces, and a variety of unit types such as 1 and 2 bedroom units. As discussions unfolded at the council meeting, tensions rose between supporting local businesses like Grand River Rocks and the push for urban development. Andrea Sinclair of MHBC Planning, representing the developer, the Falco Group, tried to assure the climbing community their gym was not in danger of being shut down immediately.
One thing I did want to just address, and I know there's a number of delegations from Grand River Rocks, and I understand and very much sympathize with the concerns. I know they moved to the site only to find out that this application had been submitted. While we are looking to get the zoning and the official plan in place, the site is not shovel ready. There are a number of technical things that have to happen, and there's the uncertainty in the marketplace, so there's no immediate plans to proceed with a site plan application or immediate plans to go to building permits. The other thing I wanted to mention was just the sheer number of units and the size of this is that it will have to be a phased development. It can't all go at once.
Councillors responded with suggestions and questions. Councillor Jason Duneau expressed sympathy for the group situation and asked if there was a possibility that Grand River Rocks could collaborate with the developer to find another vacant commercial space.
This is not the first time for some of us around the council we've heard that renters sign a lease and the landlords and or real estate agents know full well that that parcel land is going to be demolished and redeveloped. And yeah, I feel for you. I really do. I don't think it's a right way of doing business in the city. So my question to you guys, I think there's that potential that you're going to have to relocate at some point in time. Is there a willingness to work with the developers and or owners of the new development to somehow, I know you'd have to leave, but work your business back into that particular building area?
Through you, Mr. Chair, there won't be anything in the zoning that would restrict that from happening. We're in really early days in terms of planning the interior. We don't have commercial tenants lined up. I think that the ownership group would be very open to those discussions.
Councillor Debbie Chapman asked if there was any way they could just save the building.
When it comes to the Grand River Rock Climbing Group and the current building, is there any way you could build around it rather than demolishing and starting again?
I'm not sure how you could really plan a way around it, and then realistically commercial tenants do change over time, and if they were to leave, you would be left with this large space that's potentially unoccupied that takes up a significant amount of a site that's in a really prime intensification area. So I think it would be very challenging to work around that building.
Some councillors questioned Grand River Rocks about the lease they signed and their business decisions. Initially, Councillor Ayo Awudani asked about timelines.
What is your proposed timeline in terms of a transition? What were you thinking of? You said in your speech that you were thinking you needed more time. What were you thinking
of? Yeah, so the lease we have is a 5 and 5. So we have a 5-year term with a 5-year renewal. So it would be a 10-year lease in total. We moved into the building in June of 2023, so we're almost a year into the lease as it is right now, and we are slated to finish our construction and be ready to open at Victoria Street beginning to mid-June. So it'll pretty much be a year build-out phase, and then that will leave us about, if we go full term of the year, lease 9 years of operating to recoup the capital investment costs.
Councillor Bill Ioannidis questioned Grand River Rocks business decisions.
You mentioned, first I want a bit of a clarification, you mentioned that you're doing work right now on the facility, and that's part of your time on the lease?
Correct.
Why would you do that?
Why would we do what? Build what, the...
What I'm asking is, if you're negotiating a new lease and a new place to stay, and if it takes a year's worth of construction, so you could have negotiated to the new landlord and said, listen, it takes me a year's time to do a construction here. Don't start charging me for that time.
We're in the business of climbing. We're not in the business of commercial real estate. So we were relying on other professionals we hired for these negotiations, and this is where we ended up.
Signing a new lease to a new establishment, knowing full well that you need 10 years to get your capital costs out of it, why would you sign a 5-year lease?
In that same mentality, why would the landlord not be forthcoming and say, hey, this will be potentially redeveloped because we're already in talks with the city, but we haven't filed any applications yet, because then we wouldn't have signed any lease with them.
Many of the councillors questioned saving the gym over the prospect of having over 1,000 additional residences. Grand River Rocks responded to Councillor Paul Singh's comment, equating housing with community.
Some of the points that you made and the advocacy you related to is the sense of community that's attached to as a business, as an organization, and I appreciate that. But also here the proposal is to create community, that there will be new housing units that will come in place.
I would argue that point. From a person that lived in apartment buildings for many years, I could say there was very few times that I would either A, know anybody in the building, or talk to anybody in the building, or interact with anybody in the building. Whereas in our facility, you have
We sometimes see 400 or 500 people through in a day. Now, not all at the same time, but you can have in the evening in a busy time, you can have 80 to 100 people all commingling together. And in my mind, that is much more community centered than people coming and going and commuting to and from their job.
The saga of Grand River Rocks encapsulates the ongoing struggle between urban development ambitions, the preservation of local businesses, and displacement. As the city grapples with the need for progress, it also grapples with the definition of community. Councillor Ioannidis called for a deferral on this topic, which then created the need to schedule a meeting before a deadline on April 19th. As per regulations brought in with Bill 109 and the government's goal to streamline development by speeding up the process. The deferral motion was passed, and council will reconvene next week, the week of April 15th, to discuss this issue in more detail. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.